Dr. Stroman, what do you make of the amended notice of allegations, the changes between this and the one that we saw last year?
Well, there's no doubt that there is a lot of emotion on our campus at this time. Everyone who's concerned about the greatness of the university, but it's not appropriate or professional for me to respond to this release. Yes, I do wear many roles, many hats. I'm a fan of sport, and I'm an alum of the university. I'm an employee, and I've got various perspectives. But the few things that I can comment on is, most importantly, is that our leadership team, we're definitely reviewing the amended notice, and we're going to provide the NCAA with a very thorough response based on the facts and evidence that present a full picture of our case. And do know that our chancellor, Chancellor Fultz, Director of Athletics, Bubba Cunningham, in fact, the entire senior leadership team takes these allegations very, very seriously. And I think the history of the university is to cooperate with any of our formal and informal partners. And we're going to definitely adhere to all our obligations under NCAA rules. And we're going to work tirelessly to secure a fair outcome for Carolina.
And I know UNC has 90 days to respond. And the last couple of times, the university has taken pretty much the full 90 days. Is that basically what we can expect this time around, too?
Well, certainly that window is provided to make sure that you have the adequate time period to do a very thorough, a very comprehensive analysis and response. So, again, I won't respond one way or another. But certainly that 90-day window is provided to all universities who are facing in this particular situation.
Speaking with Dr. Deb Stroman, Kenan Flagler Business School, and without going into any specific details, obviously, anything surprising in this amended notice, or was this essentially what was expected?
Nothing surprising. It's clear, though, that we have to remember that this supersedes the previous allegations, the previous notice. I like the fact that our university, our leadership team, continues to continue to do the work on campus. I certainly recommend that anyone who is really, really interested in how the university is responding is to visit our website, Carolina Commitment, carolinacommitment.unc.edu. We post a lot of the information that the public is seeking. Also, of course, the public record copy, including exhibits, are all there. One thing that I definitely want to point out is that we put together a very, very extensive working group called the Student Athlete Academic Initiative to take a look at all aspects of a student athlete's experience from when they're first recruited through graduation. And I think this type of work is demonstrates our commitment to how we want to make sure that every student athlete that comes to the university has the best experience possible, both academically and personally.
Again, carolinacommitment.unc.edu. You can go there. You can get the full amended notice of allegations there. You can also get more information on what UNC has done in terms of reforms over the last few years and still ongoing. We've also got a link to the notice on our website, chapelboro.com, so go to both sites and check that out. We're speaking with Dr. Deb Stroman, UNC Kenan Flagler Business School, and I don't know if you can speak to this yet, but I remember last year when the first notice came out in May and then when it was released again a couple weeks later in June. Bubba Cunningham said that when the response comes 90 days and then again additional information uncovered, and that pushes us back to today, but he said last year, expect a response that accepts some of the allegations as true and challenges some others. Is that also what we can expect this time around too?
Well, certainly the investigation was joint, as in UNC and NCAA. And if we all remember that the idea is to provide the best outcome for students, for our student athletes in this regard. And so it's important that the NCAA and all universities undergoing situations like this, that you work together. And with any type of group trying to seek a particular outcome, you're going to have differing of opinions. And so that's why it's important for us to be able to, even though we worked jointly, that's important for us to sit down, go through the allegations, and then present a response. And then immediately following, the NCAA will do their work. So overall, it's two parties working together for a very positive outcome. But generally, you know, you're going to have some differences. And, of course, that's why you have an original amendment and now, the original amendment and now the amended one. I think these types of things, they take time. You have to be patient. There's a lot of data to review, lots of people to interview. I know the public has been clamoring for this, those who are part of the Tar Heel Nation and those who feel more negative towards our university. Everyone is anxious about this, but it is a process, and we all have to be patient. One thing that I would like to mention, as a member of the Faculty Athletics Committee, many people are concerned about this concept of student-athletes being steered to particular courses or being clustered. At the university, we do have a review. We actually trigger a course review when we have 20% student-athlete enrollment in a course. And in summer school, it's 25%. So again, another positive outcome that's listed again on carolinacommitment.unc.edu, but just reflects the university's leadership, the faculty, administration, and our student leaders in terms of what we can do to make sure that our student-athletes are having a very, very good experience at Carolina.
And that's one of the new reforms, right?
Not within the past year, but certainly when our original work started in this regard to try to identify where the gaps were and ways that we could be better. We felt that it was important to trigger a course review. And again, just because you have X number of student-athletes or students in like-minded interest in a particular course, that doesn't mean anything went wrong, that there were any type of unethical or illegalities taking place. It's just that we would check into it to make sure that that everything is certainly set up and established to be an effective and good course for the students.
We got to let you go in a second, but before we do, give us a sense of what the timeline is going to be. If we have a sense of that beyond the response, 90 days gives UNC until basically the end of July. What happens after that?
And so the NCAA has 60 days, so that could take us into September. And then, of course, with any type of work like this, you're going to get a chance to have your say, and that's where the university and our council will be able to go in front of the hearing, which is the Committee on Infractions with the NCAA, and then they indeed have a number of weeks, almost 8 weeks, to make a decision, and that's when we would hear any potential sanctions.
So we're
thinking, so this could possibly take us into 2017, and if that's what it takes, then that's what we will all agree to and be supportive of. There's no need to rush things. The idea is that we get it right and we make sure that UNC continues to be an outstanding institution for all students who choose to attend here.
Dr. Deb Stroman, Kenan Flagler Business School, thank you so much.
Thank you.